say, I hope it's hot tomorrow.
Trust me.
Okay. We are joined in the media center by our provisional number one qualifier, Clay Milliken in Top Fuel. Clay, you had a run of 3.698 seconds at 330.96 miles per hour. Tell us about that run during Friday primetime.
Oh, I mean, that's awesome. You know, the place was packed, and let's just face it, us race car drivers, we love showing off, and the team gave me a race car that was capable of really, really showing off. And I mean, you know, the music you guys are playing, we had pyro tonight. I mean, this was just awesome. The place was full, and it got cold. And to be honest, I mean, we're towards the front of the line, and I was so excited to go 369. That was Mike Klober and our team's best run ever. And it's Mike's first 60 of any kind ever, which really, really makes me happy because I love, like, breaking those barriers. And he had been 70 a few times, but to go 369, you know, it was exciting for me for that, for him. I mean, you know, it's a brand new team that has just been unbelievable how well they have done. I mean, pretty much, I keep saying this, I might as well quit saying it, but I mean, the world kind of had written us off. You know, the entire team left and we got all brand new people over there, but we got really good people. They may be brand new as a group together, but they certainly know what they're doing. And you know, for Mike to get his first 60, that was awesome. And him and Jimmo have just been incredible. I mean, they really are working good together, bouncing ideas off each other, and it's going to be better yet. I mean, they just keep getting better. I mean, it's awesome. I'm having fun, in case you couldn't tell. And I don't even know what you asked me now, but it was good.
That was great. That was
how much better can it get?
Well, I mean, I just said I hope it's hot tomorrow so that we stay number one. But we definitely, you know, given the conditions, I mean, I'm really still surprised that stayed number one because the conditions were there tonight to go quicker. But again, you know, Mike and Jimmo together and with the parts and pieces we have, you know, we're not trying to go out there and set the world record. We're just trying to improve on what we've done. And that was a big step and improved, you know, quicker than we had ever been before, you know, with these guys running the car. So it was good, but there was more out there tonight. I really believe that. And I did not get a chance to look at the data, but there's always more, almost always.
The heat, you talk about that. What does that do for a driver getting into that much heat?
Oh, I mean, for me, it's just like plenty of hydration. And I drink a lot of water. I'm looking at Donna now. She'll tell you, I am Mr. Peabody, believe me. And so days, you know, like we had in Denver where it's 100 degrees and I guess we're going to be somewhere near that tomorrow, I feel like I'm kind of prepared for it, but it's just my normal routine. I just drink a lot of water all the time, and it is miserable in the cars when it's that hot, especially if we have a delay of some kind or another and you're sitting in these big old thick fire suits. But I got to be honest, I was fixing to change clothes and Donna's like, you probably don't want to, and she's right. It got cool out there tonight in a hurry. It really did when that sun went away, but that made for a great show tonight for the fans, and I love coming here. It's such a cool place.
Not the first time you've been up here either.
It's really not, and I'm horrible about remembering what we've done, but I think we qualified number one here last year.
You did.
We did. Yeah. I thought we did. But I do not remember. I haven't been in a final here. So I was in the final last week. As we speak right this moment, I'd be happy to be in the final again with another runner-up at the moment. But ask me that Sunday afternoon when I'm getting ready for the final, I'll say a different answer. You know, you always want to win. But right now, I mean, you know, it was a good night for us. You know, get that number one spot. And if it's hot tomorrow, we'll stay number one. And then, you know, we just got to start looking at Sunday. You know, we got to keep going rounds. We're currently like two rounds out of second. I mean, the points are really tight. From forget Stevie, he's on another planet, but from like, you know, second to like seventh, I think it is. It's pretty really, really close. And there's a heck of a battle going to go on for that last spot in the countdown, and I'm glad I'm not part of it. I don't want to be part of that. That's going to be a heck of a battle. Makes it exciting, and that's what makes the countdown fun, too.
Any other questions?
Yes.
Q1, you were like 4.3, and you just bumped it up like crazy to 3.69. What changed?
I mean, we simply, to be honest, you know, when we leave Denver, where at one point adjusted altitude was like 10,000 feet. I don't know what the air was adjusted here tonight, but I mean, this racetrack is 15 feet above sea level. And so you change a lot of things to go to Denver, and then you've got to get them all changed back when you get here. And we were close. We just missed it a little bit. The car was a little lazy early, which in turn it just pulled the tires off a little ways down the racetrack. But they obviously figured it out once it got cold tonight. I don't know what they did, but I can drive it, but I can't tune it.
Great. Thank you very much, Clay. Oh, sorry. Yes, one more question.
Is there ever, do you just like wake up with that smile every day? Is it plastered to your face?
I'm looking at Donna again.
I've never seen
you. You might look at her.
I've never seen you not smiling.
I am.
I commented on last week, even though you're not winning. That's the look.
Well,
he has to have his coffee.
I am not a morning person. It's a good thing we don't race at 7 a.m. I promise you that.
You're never going to go in a stock eliminator.
No, not anymore. Well, I might one of these days, but yes.
That's for the early risers.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Thank you.